I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. That new survey of 20 U.S. cities that found that home prices increased 9.3% in February compared with a year ago is good for home sellers. But what about buyers? Well, there's news on that front as well. A study out of Duke University finds that Blacks and Hispanics are paying up to 3.5% more than their white counterparts for homes, even when the sellers of the homes are also Black and Hispanic. Patrick Baer is chair of the economics department at Duke and author of the study. So, Professor Baer, what'd you look at?
Well, we looked at over 2 million housing transactions in four major U.S. markets over the last 20 years. We basically found, as you said, that Black and Hispanic buyers paid an average of 3.5% more for comparable homes relative to white buyers.
And by the way, paying 3.5% more for a house, that do some math for us. That's a lot.
Yeah, so if you think about it, you know, 3.5% may not sound like a lot, but in many markets across the U.S. right now, that can translate to $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 when somebody buys a house. And so if Black and Hispanic buyers are paying this much more than they really need to, they're effectively starting with that much less home equity, and that really makes it difficult to accumulate, you know, equity in their homes over time.
Well, and of course the question is, were there any distinctions? Did it have to do with certain neighborhoods? Were there any other parts of the study that would explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, so I mean, that was the more interesting parts of the study, I think, were what this was not about. So we found that these differences were not attributable to racial differences in income, wealth, or access to credit. As you mentioned, we also found that regardless of the race of the seller, these same kinds of premiums, about 3 to 4%, are not driven by sellers giving preferential treatment to buyers of the same race or systematically discriminating against buyers of a different race. It seems like it's something more to do with the real estate transaction itself.
Well, there were some who would see your study and couple it with a story from over the summer when Wells Fargo agreed to pay about $175 million to settle accusations from the federal government that that bank had discriminated against Hispanic and Black home buyers, charging them about 3.5% higher for their mortgages. Again, this is a bank and mortgages as opposed to real estate and a home sale. I can see people pointing to that and saying, well, it has to be race. It has to be racism. But you say what?
You know, what we're saying very clearly is that these differences that we're finding are not attributable to the race of the sellers. What we don't know as much about, or we can't see in our data, is what's happening in terms of the real estate transactions themselves. So there are some other existing studies that show that Black and Hispanic buyers are systematically shown a more limited set of homes by real estate agents. And so what could be happening is that when these buyers see a home that they really like, that really suits their needs, that they bid more aggressively. Another possibility, it could just be that Black and Hispanic buyers are more likely to be first-time home buyers. And so it may be that less experienced buyers bid more aggressively when they're buying a home. And that would suggest that potentially by providing, you know, kind of better information about how the real estate negotiation process works, that we might be able to kind of reduce these disparities over time.
Well, it's interesting. NPR's new conversation about race, it's called Code Switched, blogged your study, and some of the response said what you just said. One woman writes, I think it's not so much about race, but about education. I notice people from lower income and education levels tend to make financial decisions based on the advice of the expert, such as a real estate agent, who of course might take advantage. And she adds, this applies to all poor Americans. But somebody else writes, well, the possibilities are that the housing costs are higher because the buyer is Black or Hispanic, ergo it might be race, or Black and Hispanic buyers prefer to buy more expensive homes. So what kind of response have you had?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one thing that I want to be clear about is that we're doing everything we can to compare apples to apples here. So we're looking at two homes that sell in the same neighborhood that had the same value based on previous transactions. And so we're really comparing, you know, kind of very similar homes here and looking at when they sell now to buyers of different races, who pays more and how much. It's not about, you know, buyers of one race buying more expensive homes or what should be more expensive homes than another. Yeah. That we can say very clearly. I do agree. It does seem like it's something to do with race itself. The one thing we can't really see very well in the data is how much experience people have with the negotiation process. Because home ownership rates are higher for whites in the U.S. than for Blacks and Hispanics, more white buyers have had experience in the housing market, and that may help to get a better deal as they work through the real estate negotiation.
Patrick Baer, chair of the economics department at Duke University. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And if you have thoughts about this, agent, seller, buyer, let us know your experience at hereandnow.org. To Afghanistan next, Here and Now.